What's up, Gabe Maniacs? It's the one and only Gabe Gomez on the Gabe Gomez podcast. How's everybody doing today? Today I'm going to talk about... Hey, get off that right there, huh? Let me see it. Yo, let me see this. Jimmy, what are you doing here? Let me see this. All right. Hey, how you doing right there? It's me, Jimmy Russo, taking over the Gabe Gomez podcast. I got a few things I want to talk about today. And since it's not going to bother him, I'm taking over. All right, here we go. Let's do this. So I'm a little upset about the papers. Okay, I went to the bodega. I went to go get my paper. Just see what's going on in New Jersey. What's going on in Los Angeles. What's going on over here in New York. So I went to the bodega. I grabbed my paper. I pay for my paper. The guy says, hey, it's $1.75. I said, well, fuck it. Here's $1.75. So I take it. And then I go through the paper. And you know, I'm looking for the funnies. And there is no fucking funnies. What the hell over here? So I paid $1.75 for my paper. There's no funnies in the paper. Man, I was pissed off. Now, who else is pissed off about the paper not having the funnies? Like, I need my Spider-Man, okay? I need my, my peanuts, okay? I need my funnies in my paper. That's all I'm asking. It's just for my paper funnies. Yeah, I dropped it. You got a problem with it? We'll fight about it later, huh? You hear about this thing, though? So, sorry about that. Drop some stuff. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. All right, it's my podcast today. No more Gabe Gomez. Jimmy Russo. All right, so I'm looking at this paper. And I come up on this paper. There's a whole article of these two guys accusing Michael Jackson of touching them when they was little boys. Like we didn't already know he touched little boys. Come on. The guy's been dead for 7 years. You guys finally coming over here saying, oh, Michael Jackson touched me. Hey, was it worth it? Huh? You get some jewelry out of it? Huh? I bet you got to go to Hawaii. Yeah, that's what you did. All right, so I look it up, huh? So I want to check it out. I'm going to watch the documentary. It's called Leaving Neverland. It was on HBO. Came out a couple weeks ago. And it's these two guys. Wade Robinson and Jimmy Safechuck. First of all, two names sound like two schmucks. That's what they sound like to me. Anyways. So as the story goes, it began a long relationship with the two boys. They were 7 and 10. And the families was okay with it. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about me. Well, actually, I do know about me. But if anybody touches any of my fucking family, I'm cutting off every single one of their fucking fingers. You understand? I'm going to cut their fingers off. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to defecate it. And then almost shove it down their throats. Because nobody fucks with the family. Huh? So with that being said, it was in 1987 when the Bad album came out. And now let's talk about the Bad album, all right? I'm a big fan of the Bad album. Now, on the Bad album, you got some classics, okay? You got I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel, Man in the Mirror, Dirty Diana, Another Part of Me, Smooth Criminal, and Leave Me Alone. Now, I'll be honest with you, every single one of them songs gots to be my jams, all right? You understand? Because I've known a lot of girls that I just can't stop loving you, huh? I know I'm a little bad, and I know the way I make you feel, and I am starting with the man in the mirror. Dirty Diana, never met her, don't wanna. Another part of me is just going on thinking and knowing deep down in my family, we are some smooth criminals. And at the end of the day, I just want everybody to leave me alone. All right? Now, with that being said, I'm sorry. I'm over here getting a little bit louder and louder when I'm talking. Just because this thing makes me so heated. Because let's talk about Wade Robinson. All right? The man who broke up JT and Britney Spears. Okay? Now, this prick over here came... Took my boy JT's lady. Cheated on my boy JT. Now, how you gonna cheat on my boy JT, huh? JT's the fucking man. Everybody knows that. Come on. But he got that number one song. He got that number one song off of it. So thank you, Wade Robinson. you fucking prick. Anyways. Now, with the other fairy, I'm going to call him a fairy because when I was listening to him talk in the documentary, I was realizing that this guy might have a little sugar in his tank. Alright, now certain things he was saying, certain things he was talking, the way he was talking was so low, like as if he didn't want nobody to hear what he was saying. He was talking like this. Here it goes. yeah, Michael Jackson, me and him got married. Every time I did a sexual favor for him, he would go ahead and buy me jewelry, because I really love jewelry. Now, that's what the fairy said. Now, with that being said, what the fairy had said, okay, so you was over here doing sexual favors for the boy Michael Jackson, huh? You was sucking his pee-pee, you was letting him nut all over you, whatever you guys was into, y'all a bunch of freaks anyway, all right? But here's what he said. I really like jewelry. You know who else really likes jewelry? Everybody likes jewelry, huh? But I'm not going to go over here, put a cock in my mouth just to get some fucking jewelry, all right? That's what the broads do over there in the red light district. That's what they do. They make their money, they buy their jewelry, whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're gay, no problem. Don't bother me. I love gay people. You know why? Because gay people are great people. One, they always make house values go up. They make city values go up. And you know what? They're very clean and very cleanly. I like that shit right there. So if any of my listeners or Gabe Gomez listeners happen to be gay, listen up. Jimmy Russo loves you guys, okay? Now, when I'm saying fairy, I don't mean a dog derogatory. I don't mean it as I'm totally against it. I'm just saying you sound like a little fairy, all right? Anyways. Then he had the audacity to say, oh, me and Michael Jackson had a mock marriage. Okay, now if that's going to be a mock marriage, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but you do have to what's the word, huh? What's the fucking word over there? Consummate? I don't know. Whatever it is, you got to make sure that you do it so that you know that you're married. Yeah, whatever it's called, y'all figure it out. Y'all know what I'm talking about, eh? Anyway, so to me, I don't think necessarily that Michael Jackson was a pedophile, okay? And here's my theory. If you're a pedophile, you're not just going after little boys. You're also going after little girls. Okay, Michael Jackson obviously didn't go after any girls because ain't no girls coming out saying that they was hooking up with Michael Jackson. Now, I don't know. I know if I was a girl and I wanted some stuff, I'd try to hook up with Michael Jackson. Hey, that's just me. That's just me. All right. If I was a cute little broad who can pull Michael Jackson, hey, I'm going to get paid. All right. I'm going to be with Michael Jackson. I'm just plain and simple. That's all I'm saying here. So that's all I'm saying, all right? Now let's talk about Wade Robinson here. Hey, Wade Robinson, the prick that broke up JT and Britney Spears, all right? Fucking devil is what he is. He's a fucking devil from Australia. Hey, go put some shrimp on the fucking barbie. Get the fuck out of here, huh? Why, if you didn't like Michael Jackson, why was you dressing like him and dancing like him? You freak. That's what the fuck you are. He's a fucking freak. Anyways, so you say that when you was 4 or 7 years old, Michael Jackson was doing stuff to you. Okay, well, you know what? Back then, you had a chance to convict the man, and then you went under oath and said Michael Jackson never touched you. Okay, well then, why all of a sudden did Michael Jackson touch you now, huh? Because the man's dead and he can't protect himself? You know what? You're fucking scum. You're fucking scum, Wade Robinson. Whatever the fuck your name is, you're fucking scum. That's what you are. You know what you are? You are like the fucking shit that is on the bottom of my boot right here when I step into my dog shit. Because that's exactly what the fuck you are, huh? Fucking prick. All right. So in conclusion, for you two pricks over there, taking on a man that can't even protect himself, you feel good about yourself now, huh? Is your parents proud of you now? Huh? No, they're not. Because you know what? Your fucking parents is the problem just as well. Huh? One of the guy's parents got to go to fucking Hawaii with Michael Jackson. He took them everywhere they wanted to go. Michael Jackson was like, hey, hop in my fucking jet. Let's go somewhere, huh? Let's go to wherever the fuck you want. Y'all went somewhere. So I don't want to hear this. Oh, I didn't know what was happening. Nobody told me. Because in the end, you fucking knew what was happening. Because keep in mind, no man is going to give you anything for free. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm not wrong because I'm the fucking Don over here, huh? Fucking Don. I know what I'm doing. You think you could just get some free shit and not put out? What the fuck's wrong with you? You think this is the 60s, huh? It's not the fucking 60s. It's not the 70s. It's the early fuck. Wait, it's the fucking 80s, okay? A lot of stuff's going on, and you guys took advantage of a man who didn't even know what he was doing. And I don't know if I'm correct or if I'm wrong. But for you guys to come out of nowhere 7 years later where this man can't protect yourself, guess what you are? A bunch of fucking fairy ass bitches. So in conclusion, so to the family of Michael Jackson, you know, whatever you guys are going through, hey, you're in my prayers, huh? The Pope is going to bless all of you, okay? Because these people are saying that they did this thing for free. But then they're on the Oprah show getting paid thousands upon thousands of dollars to have it again. To even talk again. So you take advantage of a man. You guys are fucking scum. And with that being said, I'm fucking Jimmy Russo. Have a good night and thanks for listening. All right, gay maniacs. That was Jimmy Russo, who decided to take over my podcast. I'm going to have to tighten up security over here. Because if this guy comes up to me again and takes over, we're going to have some problems. So, in seriousness, in all seriousness, you know, if the man had actually done the things that they are saying, then he's going to pay for it in the end. Whether it be on national TV or in his afterlife. I still think it's a little crazy to come out of nowhere and do all this stuff. But hey, you guys got to make your money somehow, right? It's bad enough that Michael Jackson's daughter tried to commit suicide more than once. And then hearing this new news and evidence coming out, she tried to take her life again. So they should put her on suicide watch or something because that's a little rough. You know, and if any of the Jacksons ever listen to my podcast, which I doubt, but still, if they ever hear me, just keep in mind that you guys are going to be okay. Eventually, this is all going to blow over, and Michael Jackson is going to remain the king of pop. So with that being said, love, peace, comedy. I'm out.